Yeah, fellas, welcome to the Player Supreme Show here at ZenMac.com. I don't even think I can do a show today because I'm all caught up in my feelings. I'm all emotional this morning. I watched the incident of the Alton shooting in Louisiana. It's like, fuck. Then, last night or yesterday, yesterday also, it came out that a young man was shot in his car. He bled to death. The man was stopped because he had a busted tail light. It's a traffic citation. And he explained to the officer that he had a pistol and a concealed permit. This man never been arrested, never been in trouble. He went to get, the officer asked for his ID, according to the girlfriend who was live streaming this on Facebook. And the moment he moved, the officer shot him four times in the arm, and he bled out to death in the car. I watched a video put out by a female black police officer who's very upset after watching the Louisiana execution or murder. And she made a very, very good point that she took the oath to serve and protect. And she challenged those officers. She said, "How dare they stand next to me?" She mentioned how if you're white and you don't feel comfortable around people who don't look like you, then work in the white neighborhoods. I agree with that. The fellow who shot the brother in the arm was an Asian cop. And maybe it's better for Asian cops to work in Asian neighborhoods and black cops to work in black neighborhoods to police our own neighborhoods. I think that's how it should be. And white cops to work in white neighborhoods. The white neighborhoods are much nicer. They're bigger here in America because there are more white folks than any other race around. 67 or 4% of the population and dwindling. What does that have to do with the game? I'm sorry, I can't. I'm just not that selfish. I'm not that immature to talk about the game right now. But I'll get to it in just a minute. What's going on in America is a travesty towards my race. I have sons who drive very, very nice cars, and they get stopped all the fucking time. Now that my son Donnie drives a big Dodge Ram super truck, he doesn't get stopped anymore because they don't look at trucks. They don't think blacks drive trucks. I've noticed that I've gotten a pass, so to speak, for the last few years. Yesterday, Jovi and I were driving to Walmart. We were at the intersection. Across the intersection was a cop. And I was trying not to move. I said, "Oh, fuck, I moved my arm." And I said to Jovina, "Watch. He's going to look in the car because he saw my black ass arm." And as he made the turn at the corner, sure enough, he looked into the car. I told you about my son Tracy in the town of Folsom. He had his white friend drive his car. And as a joke, he had his seat laid back. As a joke, he said, "Hey, watch what happens after I sit up." He sat up. The cops pulled the car over and questioned him, the passenger. What was he doing in Folsom? That's the town of Folsom. Old Gold Rush town. That's where rich white people live. And a few rich blacks. The rich blacks follow the white people. It's not safe in America for black males, period. It's just not safe. I'm a father. I have to worry about my kids. And I don't mean to bring a message of doom and gloom to non-blacks, but the problem is getting really I mean, two in one day. Come on. Two in one fucking day. That's too much. I can't handle that. And I learned that it really is a war against white supremacists. They are organized. If a cop gets fired, they will support him. They will raise money for him. They raise money for Zimmerman. And they still support Zimmerman. It really is a war. No. Understand, it really is a war. And blacks got to wake up. There really is a war going on. I doubted it. I'm one of those doubters, like many of you. There ain't a war going on. It's just some fucking racist. They're organized. Look at the cops down in Florida, all the way up to that new agency they formed, NSA. Guilty of falsifying evidence. It is a war. And they're organized. And they've got the power on their side. Many of them are in the police departments. Our judges. Look at the judge. One judge caught fucking little black boys to get a lighter sentence. Another judge selling the black boys to the federal prison complex. These are recent cases that came out. Caught and busted. No doubt about it. No turning the other cheek. No looking the other way if you're white. It is a war on black people in this country. Put out by your brethren. And I'm glad that the people here who are classify themselves white are not part of that war going on. I'm not concerned about the Illuminati. I'm concerned about the death of black males. Some will argue, well, it'll get worse if they've already won. And it's getting worse for black males. Their goal is to eliminate us. Now, for those who don't believe in conspiracy, good for you. Good for you. Let's just call it white supremacists. Whatever name you want to give it. But it's got to stop. We all have to stand up as one. We can't be divided. If you're white, you have to open your eyes to what's going on and pay attention. I posted two videos of two white guys. One guy, white guy had a hatchet, swinging at the cops. Okay? They tased him. They kept telling him, hey, put it down. It went on and on for 5 minutes. Now, I don't care what kind of white guy you are, you got to know that if that guy had been black, he would have shot the moment they got out of the fucking car. You know that. Somewhere in your heart, you know that is the truth. That right there says, shit ain't fair. So something needs to be done. They try to justify, well, this dude had a record. This Alton guy had permission to sell his CDs to raise money for his kids, because he was trying to support his family. The LA or the Louisiana guy. And I urge you to watch the fucking video. Don't turn your head and sit in white privilege. Watch the fucking video. Then go watch the video of the fellow shot in the arm, who bled out 4 times in the arm. And the girlfriend begging, oh, Lord, please don't let him have killed my boyfriend. All through the video. Now, for us black folks, I hate when we start praying like that. They're doing that in Louisiana. They're out there with their cars, their gold chains. We have no idea how to organize. We let these idiots lead us who only want attention. Tension whores. And the first thing they got to do is start praying. No, we got to start arming up. I'm fully in the belief that we need a police force of our own to police those who do wrong to us by any means necessary. That's what's going to happen next. We're finally going to say we've had enough. And it's those guys who get away with it be dealt with. And I'm totally in favor of that. Will it happen? No. We're too cowardly as a race. That fear that was put into us during slavery, programmed into us from the time we were blacks were in the womb, getting all the pregnant women on the plantation around, ripping one of the women's belly open and taking the fetus out and stepping on it. That put fear in the other mothers. Think about that. I mean, really think about that. How that transfers fear to the fetus. And we now know that shocking events are now programmed into the DNA, according to white folks' study on themselves. Like if there was a famine, it gets programmed into your DNA. Think about the atrocities done during slavery, and you understand why black people are the way we are. I totally get why they smoke weed. I don't agree with it. You just feel bad every day you wake up, practically. You got to go out into the world. And you got to deal with a group of people who don't look like you, who don't like you. You got to go to jobs where people don't really like you. Sad situation here in America. It sucks. And there's no place on the planet where we can go except some of the countries in Africa, which is what they would like. They want us to leave the land that we built on our ancestors' backs. We built Washington, D.C. We built New York. We built the plantation. We built the wealth of this country on our backs with free labor. We're the ones who are the reason why America got ahead of the rest of the world. And now look what we get. So, for the selfish and self-centered, race does matter in the game. So I go on to talk for a few minutes about the game. That's why I teach what I teach. Most guys, because of the trouble in the black community, they come on here wanting white women. Only a few brothers have been true to the race. The pun is one of them. The pun won't date a white chick. The majority of us, and also Remo, but the majority of what's left are looking for white chicks. And that's why I'm against you running up in the white chick's face. The one fellow that was on the campus got the cops called on him. You remember him and his story, his ever-changing story. Yeah, there are white chicks that want to date brothers, but you have to learn how to find them. That's why it's best to leave those females alone so you don't catch a case. You don't get the cops called on you. Because if cops come, do you think you're going to walk away from it? If she said this black man was bothering me, do you think you won't get bum-rushed and the shit beat out of you? And, oh, I thought he had a gun. Boom. Why take the chance? Let the bitch choose first. And make sure it's in a club, too. Or someplace public. Because last thing you want is catch a case. What I teach fits for every male out there of every race. Let the bitch choose. Let it give you eye contact. Let it let you know that you're invited in. Why would you want to fucking walk over and try to tap dance for her, entertain her, or get her interested in you, trying to sell yourself? That's too much energy. Too much, I can't think of the word right now, I'm too pissed off. Too much submissiveness on your part, bowing down and scraping, putting her on the pedestal. No. You got to show that. And I've been with way over 100 white chicks. Some half white, half Mexicans. Some half white, half blacks. Some Italians. Germans. No, they're white. Never mind. But I've been with a lot of white chicks. A ton of them. Had one as my slave. The woman holding the sign saying property of Player Supreme. I know how to fuck and get white chicks. Okay? It's better when you let the bitch choose. Because that shows that she's into taking the chance of being seen with you, of her family finding out. She's just willing to take half a chance. And those guys who are Caucasian, white, you know what it's like for your sisters if they bought home a black man. You know what your family's like. Even for the families that are fair and equal, they still don't want to see a black man, you know, tainting their family genes, as they would call it, bringing black blood into the family. Look at my one friend, Neil. Found out that his great-grandfather was half black. His family's upset. They thought they were pure white. They're actually upset over some stupid shit. They thought they were Norwegians and some Irish in there and whatever else, you know, American white folks say. Yeah, I got a little bit of English, German, Norwegian, Swedish. Every time, you know, I ask the, you know, white folks to do their family history, you know, they got everything in there. We're a melting pot here in the States. But it's always one version of white with another version of white. And I guess it's just so upsetting to learn that you had a black ancestor. Look at that guy, Cobb, who wants to start a white-only town. And it was found out that he had 14% African DNA in him. He's in denial. But as his racist friends let him know that he's no longer part of the pack, because they robbed his house. But he got a couple of flunkies that say, oh, no, it's okay, man. They probably are lying about it. Dummies that believe anything comes out of his mouth. He got one or two followers still that are idiots. Still trying to do the race war thing. Some people, and I believe this jackass knew that one of his grandparents was half, actually 14% is pretty high. So it had to be his grandmother was half black. He had to have known. Or maybe he didn't. And that's why he did the DNA test. The troubles between black and white in the dating game is that the only trouble will come from Caucasian males. If you're a black fella, you're with a white chick, you'll get some looks from Caucasian males. They're going to give the girl the evil look and all that stuff. That's all you got to worry about in that aspect. But in a relationship, you have to worry about the cops coming. That's why I ran from Susan. Because I knew if the cops came, I would get blamed for shit. She and I had horrendous yelling, or she'd have yelling fits. I didn't yell back. This is going back to my early 30s. I got him left, and she would beg me not to leave. One time, she's holding onto my ankle, and I'm dragging her. If I can get escape, I ran before the cops come, because the neighbors would call the cops. You never want to be in a relationship like that, where the girl's just fucking crazy. Dating-wise, it's a melting pot. But you got to find the females that are willing to jump into your melting pot. Again, you got to find the females willing to jump into your melting pot. And not all the dumb society females want to jump into that pot. So let the bitches choose. Okay? You got to let them choose. They will. If you have something going for yourself. Only dusty, dirty, trashy white chicks will deal with the black man who's ghetto. The white chicks I've been with, they wouldn't deal with a ghetto motherfucker. I've never been with a ghetto white chick. over 90% of the white chicks I've been with had some form of higher degree. So that's the population you want to, whether you're white, black, Asian, you want to aim at the population of chicks that are well-educated. Those are the ones that are open to dating outside of race. I found more than just the ghetto chicks. Because they, when they're like liberal, they want to treat everybody fairly and believe this in their own heart, that we're all equal, and why should I not date who I find myself attractive to? You've heard those from white chicks when they're interviewed. You know, it's an attraction thing. The person I find attractive, they say words like that. Those are the ones that will date outside the race. Okay? They say color doesn't matter. Here's the thing. If you're dating a white chick and they're not upset by, let's say, the last two killings, dump that chick if you're a brother or a white guy. Okay? Because that means they're not down for solving the problem, for stand up against white supremacy. All of my, well, my one white friend, you know, if he's not down for standing up against white supremacy, you know, I wouldn't be friends with him. Actually, I have two. Neil. And I've never put any demands on my friends to, you know, hey, man, we got to get in this battle to fight white supremacy. Because there's no fight going on from the black side. There's no organization, no fight. We have nothing to join. But if there was, I would want my friends to stand with me, if they're a friend. How about you, fellas? How do you feel about it? Peace.